T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joined now by Steve Johnson from the Daily Memphian. I thought I'd talk to Steve and get to the bottom of some of this stuff. Steve, what am I to make about the Amani Bates? You know, there's all these rumors that all these reports and rumors that, Amani's been on campus and everything else. And now we hear from Doc, from Penny talking to Doc, saying that he hadn't talked to Amani or Amani's. What do you make of what is going on with Amani?
I thought Penny's answer was interesting because I spoke to his father over the weekend, and he confirmed to me directly that he was indeed on campus. He didn't call it a meeting like some of the other reports out there, but he told me personally he had been on campus. He said the Bates have family in the area, so it's not – he's actually been on campus multiple times this offseason. He said, hey, if I go visit the family, normally I go drop in on them. So it seems, at least from that perspective, the lines of communication have been open. So I'm not sure if this is like Penny, you know, doing – and obviously there have been other reports confirming that he was indeed on campus. So it seems a little implausible that, you know,
he would be on campus and not talk to Penny. That seems unlikely, right?
Yes. So, I mean, unless he was just talking to the rest of the staff and Penny wasn't there, which also seems a little bit unlikely. And maybe this is just plausible deniability because Penny doesn't know if he wants Imani back just yet. But all I know is his father told me he was indeed on campus multiple times, which kind of confirms some of those other reports. So it was definitely an interesting answer by Penny nonetheless.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like sometimes you see in a coaching search, I did not talk to this university. You see denials of things that if you parse them, maybe this is that situation. Okay, well, I'll ask you, you covered this team last year. You saw the dynamics with Amani. Knowing the roster is as it is now with the addition of Keontae Kennedy, would you think it a good idea to add Amani Bates to this roster?
Before they got Kennedy, I would have still said yes. Because, you know, as we talked about a couple times, they just needed body. And honestly, I thought before Imani hit the portal, and I kind of got Kendrick kind of early, I figured that some type of core, if like a DeAndre, Kendrick, and Imani would have had the potential to be really special. So at first I would say yes, but now I think if you're Penny, and I wonder if this is why he answered the way he did, keeping those chemistry problems in mind, with Acott and Kennedy, I would think that's your starting lineup, your starting wing. So if you bring Imani in, is Imani going to be okay being the sixth man? Is Kennedy going to be okay being the sixth man? So I think the chemistry is something that has to consider, but I just think the fact his talent, the fact that all this criticism and, you know, his draft stock on the line, I think I would still take a chance on bringing in and seeing what a highly motivated, maybe a team-oriented Imani Bates would look like with this roster as is.
So you'd say yes?
I would say yes.
Well,
I would have to think long and hard about it, but I would say
it'll
yes.
It'll certainly be more fun. All right. I'm going to get to the NCAA stuff in a minute. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to Gary, and he said, if you're looking at this starting five, because I remember you wrote, again, you read Steven's stuff at the Daily Memphian. You told us, I forgot which one, that you think this could be his best roster. And GP, he was saying, you know, I'd like him a little more established or skilled at the five. How good is KO going to be? How good do you, like, what kind of impact do you think he will have?
My expectations are for KO just to kind of come in and just be that shock blocker and just improve on his numbers. What was he, like 4-4-2 or something like that? So obviously he has to be a much better rebounder for this team. I don't think they'll necessarily need him to be a big-time scorer, and I think he'll average more than 4 points just with the way Memphis plays and talent around him now. I think he's going to see a big jump, but I don't know if he's going to become like a double-double guy. But definitely his skill is catching up. His best basketball is still far ahead of him, even at Memphis in this year. So he's still a guy learning and growing the game. We know Malcolm's the other option at the five, which is more power than skill. So I think Garrett makes a good point. But I think I just think Penny just wants a guy that can rebound and block shots, which kind of opens the door for DeAndre Williams to have an even bigger role on offense in the post.
Is it clear to you that KO will likely start?
I can't say clear just because we know how Penny is with, you know, the East guys, and we know he's turned to Malcolm before. Malcolm is the bigger and stronger player and will have the advantage in terms of knowing the terminology and having Penny's trust. So, but I think KO's upside talent, the crazy vertical and what he can kind of bring on both ends of the court, I think in the end that'll win out. But I wouldn't say it's a lock now, though.
It's interesting to think about. I was just thinking about what the weaknesses and strengths of this team will be. Do you think Kendrick Davis, do you think having a point guard solves the turnover issue?
It should. And I think down the stretch we saw Memphis really kind of turn the corner. I won't say turn the corner. They had their moments anyways where they really looked like the team that was really kind of getting away from those turnovers. I think what they only had 4 or 5 against Gonzaga. So I think something clicked a little bit at the end of last season, but I do think the fact that you have Kendrick Davis and hopefully, and I think Penny's going to move away from, hey, everybody can bring the ball up the court, everybody can make a play. That sounds good in the NBA, but in college, I think you have to just be a little bit more practical. So now when you're out there, you'll have Kendrick Davis, and you have another guy in Acott that ran point guard last year. So now those are the two guys that should be handling the ball 90% of the time when they're on the court together. So I do think we should see an improvement on that just because they have two really experienced lead guards who should be in the starting lineup.
How many players on this team are going to be all AAC at the end of the year? And who?
Two for sure, Kendrick and DeAndre. I don't think both Kennedy and Acott will be on there, but I think one of those guys will be on there too. So I would say three.
You think three players? Okay. And then in terms of the NCAA stuff, Does what emerged recently, and you had a story up about your takeaways from it, does what emerged recently cause you to be more worried or less worried or equally worried about what may ultimately befall the University of Memphis? Obviously, we have a sense of the timing that we know that we believe this will have the decision before the season begins. But did anything make you more or less optimistic from the information that we got?
I think I'd be a little bit more optimistic because it seems like one of the, and there are so many documents, the involvement of a former President Rudd, that seemed like there was a big battle behind the scenes between Memphis and the complex case unit. And the fact that he was requested to attend the final hearing and was able to, supposedly able to, present evidence germane to Memphis' defense. I forgot how they worded it. I would consider that a win for Memphis, just because he was one of the ones that pointed out some of the conduct of the investigators might have kind of been going in spite of some bylaws and some rules. So I think his inclusion, the fact that the IRP wanted to hear his perspective as like a witness, I think that's a win for Memphis. I guess I feel slightly better about it, and obviously we know the time frame now, so I guess I would say I'm a little bit more optimistic about what happens. I still think something's going to happen to Penny, but maybe it'll be more so focused on him instead of some, you know, postseason ban or something like that.
And then finally, as you'd written, was coming down the pike, you wrote it a couple weeks ago that Faraji Phillips would be the likely be the new assistant. He is. It still doesn't feel like we have complete clarity on Larry Brown, though.
I don't think we do either. And I think talking to some people behind the scenes, I'm starting to lean more and more to thinking he's not going to return on the bench. I know Penny told somebody he would return in some type of capacity. But I think this could be another iteration of the consultant role that we saw Rasheed was in last offseason. So that you would think they would have some clarity on that later on this month or later on this summer. But to me, from what I've been hearing, I think there are a lot more questions about his role. They still have Jermaine Johnson on staff and Sean Forrest. So they have two other options that could slide into that third assistant, even if Penny doesn't want to officially hire another guy. So Penny has options, but I'm starting to think there's going to be a different type of role for Larry, even if he is with the program this year.
Steven, thank you very much. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks, Joe.
That's Steve Johnson from the Daily Memphian. You can read his piece at the Daily Memphian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.